report.
Okay. Thank you. Okay.
All right. Thomas Blanton.
Here.
Wayne Bruce. I'm here. Marcia. Vanessa Dixon.
I'm here.
Donna has the excused. Craig Hall.
I'm here.
Julie.
I'm here.
Sabu is here. Kathleen will be late. Arthur is here. Jay Winter. Thomas O'Rourke. Thomas O'Rourke. Lucille Perez. Lucille Perez. Martha Peterson.
Here.
Ron Pinchback.
Here.
Eileen.
Here.
Tim Willard. Tim Willard. Dennis Williams.
Here.
Lewis Wolf.
Here, I'm sorry.
That's okay. All right. So, Marcia, I didn't hear anything from. Thomas O'Rourke, Lucille.
I'm here.
Marcia?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Now I can hear you.
Okay, great.
Thomas O'Rourke? Thomas O'Rourke? Lucille Perez?
I can call Lucille and see if she's gonna, if she can make it.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, first on the agenda is for the agenda approval and December minutes. So let's, does anybody have any items on, any disagreements for the agenda that's presented?
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
We have to accept or not accept those people's excuses. And things like that, for being late, we have to accept that in the record, or for those any absences, we have to also, agree on the absences.
Okay. Okay. The absences. Okay. I'll let Ellen announce the absences once again. And if we don't have
they will be considered
unexcused until we hear from
them. Okay. Nick called excused. Okay. Donna Grimes called excused. Mm-hmm. Kathleen contacted me. Nightwolf didn't give anything specific. Okay. So that's a question. Thomas O'Rourke, I haven't heard anything from him. Thomas, are you there? Nope. Lucille Perez, I haven't heard anything from her.
Okay.
So Thomas and Lucille, I haven't heard anything from, and nothing specific about his absence. Jay went tonight. Well, he just sent a notice that about his show that ends at 8.
Okay. Okay. So those would be unexcused absences until they report into any of the offices of the board.
Okay, so Mr. Chair, I move that we accept the absences of Ms. Grimes and the other person, Nick, as accepted by the board.
Marcia has a hand up.
Okay, Marcia, yes.
You're muted.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, I just spoke to Lucy, and she said she wouldn't be able to make it tonight, and she sends her apologies.
Okay.
She had an unexpected emergency come up.
Also, Tim Willer, is he there yet? Yeah, I haven't heard anything from him.
Yeah, anybody that we haven't heard from, we can't deal with. Ms. Perez, if she just announced she can't make it, then we ought to include her in that list of excused absences for tonight.
Okay, I put her down as excused, but I haven't heard anything from Tim Willard, so I have him as unexcused.
Right, okay. Thank you very much.
I have unexcused Tim Willard, Thomas O'Rourke, and Jay Winter Nightwolf.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much. Okay.
You're welcome.
Okay. Did somebody approve, make a move to approve the agenda? I'm sorry. I thought somebody did.
So moved.
Okay.
Seconded.
Okay.
Oh, wait, where is it? I have it.
Okay. Any disagreements? Okay. The agenda has been approved. Okay. December minutes. Okay, do we have any people that have any concerns about the minutes that was Ellen sent out in December?
Excuse me, not the December, it's January.
Oh, January, I'm sorry. Ooh, okay. December.
Yes.
January minutes. This is February. Good gracious. Time flying away. Okay. Okay, going once, going twice. Okay, minutes have been approved for the January meeting. Okay, now we will have station management reports. We'll start out. Is Katia on the line yet?
All right, can I ask a question, please?
Yes, go ahead, Marsha.
I'm sorry, I just spoke to Tim Willard, and he's about to join the meeting in a few minutes.
Okay, okay.
Arthur?
Yes?
Are you accepting Thomas as the timekeeper?
No. I'm using my phone for something else.
Oh, okay.
So, anybody would like to volunteer for a timekeeper? No volunteers?
I'll do it.
Oh, I was going to say, okay, Dennis, you got it. Okay. We will.
Thanks, Dan.
Okay. Katia's not on the line. Okay. We'll move on. She said she wanted to be on early. I was trying to get her on early as possible. We'll go ahead with Jerry until Katia gets here. Mr. Jerry Parrish, you have the floor, sir.
I'm here. Can you hear me? I may have to unmute again.
No, you're good.
You can hear me.
Yes.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Hi, everybody. Okay. First of all, any liabilities facing the station is what I should report to you, first of all. We're doing a major upgrade of our comms systems, our phone systems. We put in a new phone system in master control, but the phone system for the entire station is being changed over. We had a contract with an outfit called Broadview. That contract was established when the station moved over onto L Street. We continued it when we moved onto K Street, but we were very unhappy with the service that we were getting. We finally got out from underneath that contract. We've got a new phone services provider. Broadview is saying that we owe them something in the neighborhood of $5,500. Not a great amount, but we owe them a back balance of $5,500. We are challenging that liability, saying that they cost us well over $15,000 in an outage, in a phone outage that we had during our last pledge drive. And that's a low figure, because when we lose callers like that, complete outages, chances are those people will never call again. So it's hard to measure the loss, but the immediate loss was $15,000. And we may challenge them. And if it goes to court, we may countersue. We have to make a decision on this. We would like to settle. We're not going to give them $5,500 because, quite frankly, they were gouging the station. We were stuck with the contract. It was an annual contract. I got out of it and turned it into a monthly contract. But it took a great deal of time for us to get a new service on board to replace Broadview. They changed their name to Windstream, They are about to go bankrupt because other clients are challenging them also. Their quality of service degraded. They dropped out. A lot of people had dropouts. So we're changed over now. A whole new phone system is in place. We're still building it up and customizing it so we can take advantage of all the features of it. Overall, the station will realize a 65% savings of roughly in our monthly communications bill. What we pay for phones, what we pay for our lines to the transmitter, all of those costs are going to go down, and we're expecting an improved quality of service. On the immediate end, so you know exactly what has been going on, we had an incident last week occur where on Friday, I believe it was, we started going off the air. Our signal was intermittent, and we went into a complete panic. Fortunately, we had our chief engineer on hand at the station. Mo had to run out to the transmitter and switch over to another line so that we were clean on air. We were experiencing dropouts, I believe it was on Friday morning. That would happen almost every 10 seconds. Loss of audio, loss of audio, loss of audio. It was very disturbing because we were making all these communication switchovers and it was hard to figure out what went wrong. Turned out the news reported later that day that the outages were occurring on the entire Eastern Seaboard. It was not us. Somebody had cut a Verizon trunk, and as the system tries to repair itself, there were dropouts on the entire Eastern Seaboard. So it wasn't us. We did have outages. In case any of you noticed it, it wasn't us. So we're more stable in terms of our communication systems now. This is very timely because we're getting ready to go into our first pledge drive of the year. It begins February 15th and it ends March 7th. The goal for this pledge drive is $300,000, and we think we can make it easily. The climate has changed. People are really, really feeling positive about this new administration. And the drama and the trauma that a lot of people were experiencing because of 45 is now gone. It's like we all can exhale now, the whole community is exhaling. The air pressure probably went up in Washington, D.C. significantly. So my sampling of our audience, I won't even go into the size of it or how accurate it may or may not be, but the feedback that I get from the community has been very, very positive, particularly when we eased up at the end of year. We didn't do a hard drive for the end of the year. People were really hurting, and they really appreciated what we had in our programming, offering them some relief instead of the continuing drama of what was going on with the reporting of the inaugural madness and the election madness. It was a relief to our programmers because Pledge Drive is a lot of work, and it was a relief to our listeners. So as such, we are going to strike very hard on this pledge drive. We are going to pitch with a vengeance on this drive. We must make this goal, and we think we can. I'm dealing with programmers already asking me, what are we going to do if we reach goal early? That's the type of decisions that we have to make at this point. It's looking pretty optimistic. We're not there yet, but it's feeling upbeat in the community. There is a board called DCRTV. It's a website open to the public. It's a media board where they talk about what's going on in DC broadcasting, in the business of radio in Washington, in the business of television in Washington. DCRTV has been reporting back to us because there's a gentleman that is, I guess, on the staff at DCRTV. He's an engineer. We consider him a friend of the station, only in that he monitors the station very closely with engineering equipment, scopes and stuff like that. And he's reporting back that our signal strength is higher than it's ever been, and it's clean, but he has found a little noise in our left channel at the noise floor, something that you can't really hear, but you can see it on instruments. So he's looking at our signal that closely, and we're getting a favorable report. We'll take that little noise level. We'll try to find out what it is. It could even be something like a fan in the control room, but it's only on the left channel, so it's probably not the control room. But we're getting good reports. So since we're getting good reports, now my report on the transmitter. Transmitter is in very, very, very good health. Mo and I have gone out there. As part of the comms lines, we're pulling another fiber line to the transmitter so that we've got additional control of it. And the control that we have is showing us the health of the transmitter, and everything is working fine. We still have to replace a few power supplies that went out in the changeover when we first fired it up, but they're not a liability. As far as the signal is concerned, we are rock solid. Now, along with this pledge drive, we are working with a few major donors, one in particular that we have a budget slot for that I've been working with, and that is coming along well. I'm in touch with that major donor, and he'll probably be visiting the station sometime this week. We, in general, do not take visitors to the station, but this is a donation in the magnitude of an amount that we've not seen in a very, very long time. So I think it's going to be important that we give him access, you know, to the station so you can see what's going on there. And so that we can make sure he has faith in the mission of WPFW. Finally, some of the folks on the board has given me good information. I'd like to thank Martha in particular, and anybody else who may be involved with bringing Jerome Page on board. He has done a treatment about the station and has a proposal for the station to help us out in terms of fundraising and hopefully securing grants, which is going to be very important in this administration, because part of exhaling is that this administration has stated that they're going to be more, they're going to be supportive of media, as opposed to the previous administration where they said the press and the media were the enemy. The Biden-Harris administration is embracing media, and in particular has stated that they want to help support independent media, and that is squarely Pacifica and WPFW. WPFW is one of the closest, if not the closest, broadcast outfit to the White House. Where we are physically as a facility is the closest to the White House, in terms of radio for sure. In terms of television, ABC News may be a little closer, but we need to take advantage of this, and we're going to need one person. Pacifica has given me permission for one hire. The only thing that we can hire at WPFW at this moment, per the executive director, is a development director. We desperately need a development director. And I verbally have the approval of the executive director to do that. Right now, Mr. Page is the best candidate. I'm looking at some other strong candidates, some with a background with WPFW. I don't know if anybody on the board has been around long enough to remember a gentleman named D.M. Jones. I believe he was a development director way back when WPFW was.
Yeah, Jerry, I know him well. We should talk about that. I was at WPFW and he was there.
Okay, please. Thank you. Thank you. I need to, you know, he and I have a fairly good rapport, but, you know, I have my reservations and I need further information. So I don't know if I could even call him a candidate, but he's the person of interest. I'll call it that. So thank you. Who's that said you knew him?
That's Katia.
Oh, Katia, I didn't recognize your voice.
Did. I was going to let her go. I was going to let her go first, but she just showed up on us.
You told me 7. I'm sorry.
I told you. I said 7:04.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm helping a dear family member who has dementia, so I'm really, sorry.
Okay. Well, okay. Katia, you'll be the first person that I'll be asking about Mr. Jones.
Mr. Chair?
Okay. Who is that, Ron?
Yeah, point of order for Jerry. It might be best not to mention candidates' names. Because the process is involved.
Okay.
Understood.
Point of order is approved. Thank you, Ron. It's not a good idea. Thank you for that. Jerry, but we don't name no more names. Thank
Agreed.
You. Thank you.
Okay, but the gist of the matter is we're looking to hopefully fill that position, and Katia and I will have discussion about anybody that we already know of. And I appreciate any feedback that I can get from board members. Katia, we meant for you to start first, but I jumped in because you weren't connected. So I'd like to defer to you because, you know, you've had a day and we'd like to let you go.
Okay. Oh, that's okay. No worries. I was listening and I found out some stuff I didn't know. So it's all good.
Okay. Well, hang on, Katia, because I had two people on the stack to ask, Jerry, a couple of questions before we go into you. Is that all right? If that's okay. Just give us a couple.
Fine. Yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine.
Okay. Okay. Mr. Wolf and Martha, the first two on the stack this evening. So go ahead on, Mr. Wolf.
Lou
Wolf?
I'm unmuted. Yes.
Okay.
Here's a picture of, Jerome Page for, if you can see on my, here he is here.
It looks a little bit like me.
Martha and I both, have gotten to know.
Mr. Chair, we just discussed this about names.
Right. Yes.
Okay. This is a personnel matter.
Okay.
All right.
It actually is. Yes. You know, we should speak in general terms, I guess, about the need to fill the position. And
right.
Not
yes.
to mention names.
Yes.
Well, a person whose name I will not mention again, has offered to the station. He's been a station lover since the 1970s. He's a jazz lover and he's a man who really is heavily invested in our station personally. And he's very firmly in that way. I would add that he has a long career. If you're interested, he has prepared reports and provided testimony in civil litigation matters involving personal injury, wrongful death, loss of profits, whistleblowing, wrongful termination, discrimination, and valuation of care plans. So he has a broad range of background. He's a graduate of in economics at Howard University and had a master's and PhD from American University. And he is also a member of the National Association of Forensic Economics. I never heard of that field before tonight.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Yeah, point of order. Go ahead, Ron. You got it.
Are there any other candidates? Are there any other representatives of candidates on this call? Are there any other resumes that we can discuss if we're going to do this? All I'm saying, protect the process, fellas.
Position has not been advertised.
Excuse me. Protect the process.
Okay.
Again.
Let me say this. Okay, I'm going to stop. Just hold on just a second. we agree that, okay, you're advocating for somebody that should possibly be considered for that position whenever it does open up, but we don't want to take further time doing that because it would, but we're not going to take further time doing that.
He's
a good person, so we'll just leave it at that.
Again, in general terms, mm-hmm. currently, board, WPFW is woefully understaffed. It is impossible for us to do good jobs when all of us that are on staff are wearing 3 and 4 hats. So the only position that we can fill and that we should be trying to fill as soon as we possibly can, because the money is going to be out there, is a development director. And that is what I'm in pursuit of filling. I will be going to the executive director as soon as possible. Hopefully we will find a good candidate and we will go through the motions legally that we're supposed to go through in terms of EEO stipulations and get ourselves a development director. The other thing that I have to report, of course, is that Pacifica got the second PPP, you know, the loan program to guarantee payroll protection. We got it. You know, so that is going to make things a little easier for us. Of course, there's already an expectation, you know, that we up the ante on our central services. That's what, you know, Pacifica always comes at us about. But in terms of helping us make our payroll, make our bills and whatnot, we're okay for the moment because I believe that PPP currently amounts to $1.2 million, which is going to be divvied up some kind of way amongst the signal areas.
Okay.
So I don't know how the math is going to break down.
Okay. Three hands, timekeeper, allow each one of these three hands a minute apiece, please. Probably make it brief because I need to move on to Katia. I'll start out with Ellen Carter.
Oh.
Ellen?
I was just going to say, if you're going to talk about positions, it definitely is an executive session.
Okay.
So that whole thing of development director is executive session. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Ellen. And I will say that they will be, all people are eligible, but we thank you for pulling our coattail to the ones that we have, but we will not discuss that any further. Vanessa Dixon Briggs, you're next. Go ahead.
Hey there. So I just wanted to like give big kudos and congratulations to Katia and Jerry and whomever else may have had something to do with getting these major donor gifts. That's like fabulous. Somebody is doing a masterful job at developing these relationships and the programming. And in terms of the programming, I don't know if I reported on it before, but someone told me, and I just feel like I can't say it enough, that the PFW market share is 0.8. Which is, you know, we're community radio, so it's not like huge market share, but the other Pacifica stations is 0.1. So our market share is like 8 times bigger than the other Pacifica stations. Yeah. Like we're like rocking and rolling.
Okay.
Yeah, we're the only station that has a ROI with that. That means return on investment.
Alrighty now.
All right. Okay. But thank you, Vanessa. Okay. Julie, you're up next. Go ahead. Julie has the floor.
Yeah, Jerry, just a quick question about the possibility of hiring a development director. Would that be an actual PFW employee or would it be somebody we bring in, you know, as a contractor? Or have you not gotten that far yet?
We've not gotten that far yet, but it would like for it to be an employee. These are very strange times for full-time employees when we're still going up and down with quarantining and not. And there are some stipulations in doing so, if you're going for a certain grant. You know, there were some people that were entertaining a development director coming on some type of commission basis, but that is seen as unethical in the grant community. You know, so we have to be careful with how we do this employee. And I personally think it would be best if we did get a full-time employee, even though very few of us are able to work full time right now because of what is going on with the pandemic.
Okay.
Time.
I got one more. I'm going to take Craig, and that's going to be it.
Arthur, excuse me. You had said earlier that Martha was on the stack?
I'm sorry. Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes. I'm sorry, Mom.
Yeah, we need to clarify something. New was not saying that Jerome Page wants to apply for that position. Jerome Page is trying to get some funds to help WPFW get the funds to fill that position. He's not trying for that position. New was just trying to give you a background about Jerome Page. He has no intentions of applying. So, you know, a lot of people misunderstood that.
Yes, we did.
Well, we were not in violation.
Excuse me?
Then we weren't in violation of the discussion.
No,
it wasn't a personnel discussion.
He just wanted to give you a back. He just wanted to give
you a order.
What's the point of
Ron?
Order?
Ron to this.
Okay.
If this person was not being considered, then why are we having this discussion?
He was being considered.
No. Anybody that wants to help this station is more than welcome. We all know that.
Yeah.
But we're talking about a hiring position.
Yeah, was
you? We're talking about considering.
It was a misunderstanding. We got that. Wrong.
He's not interested.
Okay. Craig Hall's hand is up.
Yes, I got Craig next. Okay, Craig, go ahead. You're the last one. Craig.
Barely.
Barely. Need to be a little louder. A little closer to your microphone.
This is my microphone. See it.
Go ahead, Craig. Come on, I'm running. Go ahead.
Jerry, I wanted to ask you when or how, what is the best way to talk to you about these HD channels and how they might be used and about programming? Like, what's the best way to engage in that conversation with you?
There is still buku tons of work to make HD happen. We're not ready for that conversation quite yet, but it should be, an open discussion with the management at TFW, me, program director, news division. You know, I make no decisions unilaterally. We have to figure out what is going to be the best way to deploy the HD channels. I will tell you immediately. The way the technology works universally is that HD1 has to be a digital copy of the analog signal. There is no option to put any other programming on HD1. It is a digital copy of air. So we are talking about channels 2, 3, and 4, how we're going to program for those. But we're marching through the labor-intensive work and cost-intensive, but we're reducing costs as much as we can to line these channels up. I've said it before, and Chief Engineer has said it before. Building it is the easy part, is the easiest part of it. Feeding the monster, feeding the beast is what is going to be the hard part. That is a lot of programming. And yes, we're going to have that discussion, but it's a discussion that we have to have internally first so we can figure out technically how we're going to do this. Now, I'll tell you some of the work that has been going on at the station is lining up to prepare us to do that. Our pre-production room has been upgraded so that...
You're going too far. He just want to know when he could talk to you about the HD because I'm trying to move on so we can get to Katia.
Next month.
Yeah. Okay. Did you get that?
Next month.
You got that, Craig?
I got it.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
You had one more final thing to say, Jerry?
Nope. That's it.
Okay.
Nope, that's it.
Thank you very much. Katia, you now have the floor. I'm sorry for the delay.
That's okay. No worries. I'll take this down a little bit. Oh, I'm not on. Now I'm on. Good evening, everyone.
Hey.
Good evening.
Yeah, it's hard for me on these days, particularly when not a lot of sleep, but I'll try to get my thoughts together. So Jerry mentioned we have the pledge drive coming up the 15th through the 7th. Our goal is $300,000. We will have some special programming days in there, particularly around the Black History Month material that the Pacifica Radio Archives has. We are actually, they sent me a listing of all of the material they have, and we're putting together a package that will be exclusive to WPFW based on the material that they have. So that'll be one of the gifts. We'll also have a mask, and we don't have gifts really. So we're going to use that. We're going to make a PRA custom package, Black Lives Matter package. And then we have we will have a mask, like we did the Black Lives Matter mask and the Jazz and Justice mask. We'll have one that is, WPFW Loves DC mask, which will be the two DC lines in red, with three hearts instead of three stars, and then the WPFW logo underneath of that, the Jazz and Justice logo. And we're going to do the masks again because they did very well the last time we offered them. In fact, the last three drives, I think now we've offered them. We also introduced, and I have to check on the numbers, but over the holiday, we sent out a postcard with everyone who would order masks that had, I don't know if any of you got them, but they had a card that was kind of a holiday card, but it also had pictures of two different hoodies you could order. And I know some people did take advantage of that. So we may offer one of the hoodies, depending on what the numbers were. I have to check with Annette on that. So as Jerry said, we are gearing up for this pledge drive. I mean, based on how the others have gone, I think it'll be a successful drive. I think it's an interesting time because while, yes, we have a new administration, I wouldn't consider Pacifica or certainly PFW necessarily friends of this administration. If anything, I think our programming will be challenging the administration to do all of the things that it should be doing and not catering to or implementing a neoliberal agenda, which is frankly what we got under Obama. So I'm not sure how beloved we would be by this administration, even given the proximity. WPFW will continue to do the kind of programming that it does. As you know, I don't know how many of you heard it, but going back a little bit, we did, I think it was 5 or 6 hours for the insurrection with WBAI. We also did Inauguration Day, actually WPFW in concert with WBAI produced the inaugural programming that ended up being for the entire network. All five stations took, if not all, some portion of it. And then many of our affiliates took it as well. It was a great success. The network was very happy. And as Vanessa said, the feedback we've been getting has been very good from our other sister stations. Myself and Linda Perry, who's the program director at WBAI, were invited to the national programming meeting, and the folks there were very complimentary of the work that WPFW has been doing, not only in terms of our fund drives, but also our content. And, you know, we owe that to, frankly, our programmers who really have been very much on mission and understand the importance I'm getting distracted by the chat. Our programmers who understand the mission and who are really coming up with relevant and resonant programming. And that is what we're going to go into this drive with. We have a few partnerships, coming down the pike. We did something in the fall or winter, I guess. It was more closer to winter, really. It had gotten very cold. It was very cold that day. We partnered with Whitman Walker Clinic, which was founded a year before WPFW was. And we did the opening of their gallery space. We have a partnership coming up with Forge Theater. They have a play that they are doing, a virtual play, of course. It's a conversation between Abe Lincoln and Frederick Douglass, and they want to partner with WPFW. It's it'll be a radio drama. They did A Christmas Carol as a radio drama where they partnered with WAMU, and this time they want to partner with WPFW, so we'll be working with them. That is in March. Of course, we have Women's History Month, and we'll be doing our International Women's Day coming up in March. We also have a partnership, again, with the Goethe Institute. There is an exhibit that was in Dresden called 1 Million Roses for Angela Davis. Apparently, some of you may know this history. I did not. It's fascinating to me. But Angela Davis was a beloved figure in East Germany. And when she was arrested, they did a campaign of 1 million postcards that they sent in support of Angela Davis's release. So there was an exhibit in Dresden that actually was never seen because of the pandemic. It opened the end of February, and then March it was closed to the public. But it is coming to Rutgers. So we're going to be working with them in March to have a day-long tribute to Angela Davis. That will include the curator of the exhibit, as well as Dr. Greg Carr, to give some historical context to the importance of Angela Davis. And then it'll also include the composers who worked on the soundscape for the exhibit, as well as two other African-American visual artists that are working on the exhibit at Rutgers Institute. So we'll be partnering both with Rutgers and with the Goethe Institute in April. Honestly, I can't, I'm having trouble, forgive me. But if there are questions, I'm happy to take them.
Okay. I'll go ahead and say it sounds a lot like development to me.
Well, I do development, but the partnerships aren't development. Those are programming.
Okay.
Yes, and it's great programming. Everybody should understand, of course, we feed news to New York, WBAI. What, Katia, four times a day?
Wait, Jerry, I'm sorry. I thought you were a board member. Forgive me. I couldn't make out your voice. Yeah, we do, headlines. We give New York, or they take our headlines, from noon until 5 p.m. Oh, and for the trial, we decided, after talking to Askia at length, we decided, you might have heard it, to do a 10-minute update each day, after which we are playing Black History entries from the Voices That Changed the World jump drive. Because we felt very much like people were going to, you know, WAMU is carrying it gavel to gavel. People are going to be watching it. Many people are glued to MSNBC and CNN. And it was a bit redundant. In addition, to have, frankly, Mitch Jezerich is doing that coverage for the Pacifica Network. And to have Mitch on every afternoon this entire week when we're going into drive next Monday did not make sense to us, when people really need to hear our programmers, so they're prepared to give to our programmers next week.
Okay. Thank you for that. Ron, did it start?
Okay, go ahead, Ron.
Our question, Katia and Jerry, first of all, good work, you guys. You know, it goes without saying, PFW right now is the crown jewel in the network. And, that's one of the reasons why we're being targeted by the New Day people, but we'll talk about that during the day.
Oh, that's awful. I'm sorry, Ron, you reminded me of that. Did everyone get that today?
Yeah.
That was shocking.
Yeah. Phone call.
Who sanctioned the use of our name?
What was
and
it?
And Linda Perry This is awful.
We'll talk about that later on.
That's going to be part of the PNB discussion.
Yeah.
Okay, I only brought it up because it really damages us in terms of going into drive.
That's right.
Every time.
It was done intentionally. It was done intentionally. Lord. So we're like, we'll have a robust discussion about that.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead, Ron. I'm sorry.
I just wanted to say, you guys are rocking and rolling. The station, you know, VFW and VAI, you know, have forced a wonderful relationship. It is being recognized throughout the network. And, I mean, literally all the national programming is coming through PFW and VAI for the most part. So,
we keep up the good work. Presence now.
Okay.
Thank you.
We've got a presence.
Okay.
We've always had a presence.
Okay. Martha, you're
yes, very quickly, one thing. Jerry, did you get a chance to talk to Jerome Page?
I did not talk with him yet, but I've read the document. It's quite a document, so I will have a chat with him.
And I just wanted to offer that he's offering his services for free. And he's for free. He's not charging anything. Next thing, Katia, I wanted to program Democracy Now. Are you all aware that a lot of times
The dropouts?
Yes.
Yes, that's why now we pull it up on, and that's on their end. It's not us.
Okay.
We're very clear, and they know that. So we pull it up now on the, we go to their site and pull it up, and we just switch over when it starts dropping out.
Oh, okay. And is there a theme for the pledge drive, or did you say?
The theme. Oh, yes. Thank you, Martha. You reminded me of two things, actually. So the theme is one that we used as a tagline I came up with for our inaugural coverage, but we're going to use it as our theme, which is support WPFW in building a better world, one broadcast at a time. That is our theme. Okay. And we chose a theme that's broad so that everybody on the air can get around it. You know what I mean? It's not directed to a particular demographic. It's not directed to a particular political leaning. It's like, let's build a better world, and everyone can envision a better world however they see fit. But let's support WPFW to build a better world, one broadcast at a time. To that end, I mentioned to Arthur the other day when I spoke to him, but if there is anyone who is interested in being trained so that they can pitch with people, we would welcome it. Normally, Jerry and I split it up, but I'm going to say it, and Jerry might disagree. Jerry cannot be on there day after day, 4 hours a day. Pitching is strenuous. Pitching is stressful, and it's exhausting. When you pitch 5 hours straight, it is exhausting. And as Arthur told me also, no one wants to hear just our voices all the time. So if there's anyone out there that wants to help pitch, it can be a really quick conversation, less than probably a half hour, certainly less than an hour. We can have a Zoom meeting all together. If you're interested, you can pitch any hour of the day and night you like. There might be a favorite show, a favorite programmer. We would welcome your assistance in that. And instead of taking any time now, if you would just email me directly, if you're interested, that would be awesome. And I'll get right back to you.
Okay.
Katia, can I add something to that?
Who is that?
Hey,
fast, man. This is your second time.
All right. But I just want to say, folks, to pitch, you don't have to be slick. You don't have to be professional. You don't have to, you know, that's not what we're looking for. We're looking for real voices, you know, to pitch the station. So for those who maybe, well, I don't really want to be on the air because I don't sound good. Don't you worry about that. Okay. Just pitch from the heart and you'll be okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Katia, Jared. We're going to get ready to move on to the finance report. And once again, I was going to piggyback on what Katia said, but she had already said it for me now. But she said you can email her directly because that was going to be my question. If you want to, pitch, and, pitching is very easy. Plus it's, you know, you're doing it from home now. So you don't have to go nowhere. All you're doing is telling things that you like about WPFW. And that's basically your.
Well, Arthur.
Yes.
That's not entirely true.
Okay. Write it down. Quick.
Okay. I'm just going to be real quick. Okay. What you're doing when you're pitching, you are like the straight man to the creative person on the air. So you're making sure that the numbers are said, that you're keeping track of where you are with the goal, where that person is with the goal and what you need. And, you're extolling the virtues of that program, that programmer. And you're doing it all very quickly, not more than 3 minutes. So Arthur is right and Ron is right. It's not rocket science. It's just passion. And, you know, if you're articulate, you can do it. And everyone on this board is articulate. So I hope to get some takers.
Okay. But thank you for, please make it quick, Ma. I'm trying to move on. Go ahead, Ma.
Yeah, I just sort of feel like I have to say this or else I'm not going to be able to sleep at night. In terms of the Ford Theater program that you talked about, Katia, I don't know if we have any creative space in that conversation. I mean, all I know is that, you know, one of the most painful parts of Harriet Tubman's life was hearing Abraham Lincoln called the liberator, when in fact she was the one who went back into the South, you know, almost 70 times to drag people out of that situation. And then Abraham Lincoln was given the credit for liberating Black people.
Right. So Marcia, I don't know the play. I don't know the play. I don't know anything about it. All they've done is reached out and asked me, will we partner? I said, yes. I don't know anything about it. So I'll have to come back to you about that.
Okay. Cause maybe we can have some influence on that, because having two men talk about liberating Black people when
But this is a play. It's a play that's already done.
I understand. So maybe we could talk about this because, you know, it's on paper, which means it can be changed.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not. Okay, sure.
Yeah. Okay. All right, moving on. Thank you once again. That's the management report. Thank you, Jerry. Thank you, Katia. We're going to move on to the finance report. Katia, go on.
Excuse me, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair.
Yes, Dennis.
It's almost time for community comment.
Okay. Well, we got 3 minutes. Nick, do you need more? Oh, is Nick not here? Julie, do you need more than 3 minutes?
I don't think I do unless people have questions. So let me.
Okay. Well, go ahead, Julie. Julie, you have the floor.
See if I can get this done. So, Nick emailed the finance report to everybody, and I'm just basically going to make points off of that, so look there. But, you know, we've talked about the pledge drive coming up, and it's going to be important for the station to do well in the pledge drive. We're a little bit behind where we need to be income-wise so far in the fiscal year, so that's why it's really important for the station to do well. Jerry already mentioned that the PPP came in. What that's going to mean is that it will cover our payroll. We will make more central services payments over the next couple months, 2-3 months. What that should do is get us out of the arrears that we're in with central services. We also have to, you know, fix the accounting to make sure that we're getting full credit for the central services payments that we've made. And Jerry and Katia both already talked a little bit about the major donor gifts that are likely to come in the next couple months. And so anyway, so there's a lot of, you know, fairly positive news, although, you know, let's not pretend that we're doing as well as we could be in terms of we need to keep, you know, bringing the income in. We're doing a good job keeping a lid on expenses too, but, you know, anyway, it's 7:30. So unless people have questions.
Well, Kathleen Malloy, she has her hand up. Can you make it quick, Kathleen? Kathleen? Okay. Kathleen, are you there? I see her hand up. You're muted. Unmute.
She's saying she can't.
Oh, okay. Okay. We're going to come back to you because I have a couple of questions for the Finance Committee too. So we're going to do community comment. And then we're going to come back to you, Julie, and let you answer some questions or if you have any more comments since I rushed you.
All right.
Okay. Kathleen, can you log out and log back in? Come back in and see if we can get you.
Hold on. Good. Oh. The host just unmuted me. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. And
you gotta hang on there. We gotta go into community comment. We're going to come back.
Yep.
We'll come back to you first. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. We're now going into community comments. So if there's any people that are here from the public that like to express any concerns, questions, or ideas that you have, this is your time. Do we have any speakers from the community that want to speak now?
Ramon to the stack.
Oh, well, good evening, Mr. Grimaldi. You have the floor, sir.
Well, thank you for the good evening. Good evening to everybody else. The only thing I really have to say, if you can believe it, I wasn't going to say anything tonight. I know that's hard to believe.
Yes, it is. Go ahead.
just wanted to thank Jerry for mentioning DCRTV.com. I've been hip to it since the Champlain days, been going in and out of the site and the blog for many years. Guy that runs it, his name is Dave Hughes. Even though Hughes is kind of a bad name around here, this guy has no association. And he really is a good guy. He is a radio historian and a radio lover, along with TV and all things media. And he covers media all the way down beyond Fredericksburg, up north of Baltimore, all through the D.C. area. Really knowledgeable. He and I have talked, you know, quite a few times over the years. He loves radio. He loves and is very interested in PFW, follows it avidly, even though now he is semi-retired because he's going into doing some other things. So he's letting some other people help him handle DCRTV. But it is a great website. You should check it out at least twice a month and find out what's going on in the market. And you'll really be interested in what goes on there. So just would encourage everybody, as I've been trying to do over the years, to go to DCRTV, and you can find out a lot of what's going on with media in the area. Thanks, everybody. Stay out of the snow. Take care.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir. Okay. Okay. Do we have anybody else that would like to have address any concerns or questions or ideas for WPFW?
This is Betty Shaw. I just have a comment.
Okay.
Can you hear me well?
Yes.
Okay, great. It's very strange. In the past, in less than a week, I've had conversation with two people who are native DCites, Marylandites, and neither one was aware of WPFW. I am constantly telling people, repairmen, everybody that I come in contact with when they be listening to me, because I listen to WPFW all day long. I wish I had some way of just passing a card to them, because I find myself, okay, let me find a piece of paper. I got to write this down for you. They can't remember WPFW 89.3. I know at church we have these little cards that we keep in the Bible that, you know, when we have the opportunity, if we come across someone, you know, we give them the card, you know, here's the card. This is the church I attend to, you know, please come and visit. It would be nice if I had, if there was something like that, that could be given out to people periodically that you come in contact with and say, you love music. I see you love jazz music. I see you're very, politically, inclined. Check out this radio station. Something like that. That's all.
There is. And we still have a couple hundred WPFW postcards at the station, and we need to distribute them to any members of the community and the board member that are interested.
How could I get some of those?
Board? get in touch with me directly. This is Jerry. You can get in touch with me directly at my email.
Okay.
And I'll arrange to get some cards to you.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Before I piggyback on what she said, because I got some piggybacking for that one. I appreciate that, Miss Betty. I'm telling you, we talk about that consistently. Does anybody else from the community have anything, concerns, questions, or ideas that they would like to pass on to WPFW? Going once, going twice, going three times, going four. Okay.
If I'm, Arthur, if I may.
Go ahead.
I have no problem with giving the community my email address to, finish the equation. My email address is my name, jerryparis@gmail.com. So it's jerryparis@gmail.com. You can contact me there.
Okay.
Is that one R?
One R in Paris. Yes, Paris like the city.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. And once again, I want to thank you, Betty. We really appreciate that because, I know many of us, including myself, WPFW has been on the air since, matter of fact, we got a birthday coming up on February the 28th for 43 years that we've been on the air. No, wait a minute. That's 40. That's 44 years. And I didn't first hear WPFW until 1998. They had been on for 21 years before I even knew that there was a WPFW. And there are still people out there that's like me that don't know that WPFW exists. So I think we're going to, and you got a great idea with these cards. If people could just walk around and pass out cards, say, hey, and we get put on the cards, music, gospel, all genres of music, they may tune in. Exactly. You ain't even got to talk to them. Just hand them cards.
That's it.
And I appreciate that idea. That's an exceptional idea. And I just wanted you to know we appreciate you, Miss Shaw, very much.
Well, I appreciate WPFW because people want to know, well, Betty, how do you know so much, you know? And I said, well, check into WPFW. You'd be surprised what you learn.
Yes. Okay. And we have a,
thank you.
We have an email address too for the LSB. If you can, send us an email just so we don't forget. At LS, what is it? LSB at WPFW. Is that it? Somebody help me out with that one. I think it's LSB at WPFW. It's
important to get that right.
.org, yeah. Yeah. But anyway, you show up at the next meeting, Miss Shaw. We need you.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much. If there's any more, oh, I don't already said that. So let's go on back to our finance report. With Julie, but Kathleen Malloy had a question. So Kathleen, you have the floor before we continue with Julie.
Thank you. My main hand was up just because I couldn't unmute myself. And so that was it. And then just wanted to know for Arthur and Ellen, I joined the meeting at about 7 o'clock or 7:10. Just wanted to make sure my attendance was noted because I was late.
Yeah, okay. Okay, we got you.
Ellen has her hand up.
Okay, Ellen?
Yes, I know. I noted it, no problem. I just wanted to know the lady, young lady's name, Betty, who spoke. Thank you.
Okay, yeah, Betty Shaw, I got it.
And I'm a donor.
All right. Wait a minute, I got one problem with Miss Shaw. Let me tell her I'm gonna tell her right to her face what I, you know what my problem I have with you, Miss Shaw? Cause you said I listen to WPF all day. You need to listen to it all night too sometime.
Oh, wait a minute, I gotta sleep sometime.
You need to skip a day and listen to it at nighttime. We got some great nighttime shows too.
All right.
We got a great Excuse me, the chairman is speaking. We have a great gospel show on Sunday morning from 4 to 6 a.m. Outdoes any gospel show that you ever heard. Sunday morning from 4 to 6 a.m. If you like gospel music, if you like it, when you tune in on 4 to 6, you'll love it.
The best in the country.
And then I got a show on Monday morning from 2 to 5. Let me plug myself too.
All
right. Well, I'll look at the schedule.
Okay, do that. Okay. Okay, Julie, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Julie. Did you want to add something else to your finance report? Because I have questions too. I don't know if anybody else has questions.
No, I didn't have anything else to say. I'm happy to answer questions to the extent I'm able.
Okay, my question regarding the finance report. First off, I noticed that there's a internet and cable bill it seems to fluctuate, and I'm trying to understand why does this bill fluctuate. I see that the cable bill it fluctuates from $562 all the way up to $3,600 sometimes on various months. So I'm wondering what kind of cable and internet service, because most people, I mean, even businesses have a service that has a particular cost, and I'm trying to figure out why this is fluctuating from $562 to $3,624. That's the maximum. There's been a lot of figures in between there. But I'm just trying to figure out what kind of internet and cable finances that we have where it fluctuates that greatly from $562 all the way up to $3,624 in a month.
It doesn't. It's the way the billing cycles are bumping up against each other, or there's a payment that hasn't been made and then multiple payments are made. The service itself is basically flat. And again, we've got a whole new system in place. Watch closely. You'll be seeing our comms costs go down considerably, and it's going to flatten out even more.
Okay.
So it's billing and reporting. The service doesn't change.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir. The second question, my second and last question, is I'm trying to understand why we have I've seen a utility bill for $7,000, but that's for the entire fiscal year. And I've seen another one where I forgot what the price was, but that also is fluctuating. And I was told that that utilities was included in our rent. So why are we paying a utility bill? I just need clarity on that.
Good question. That utility would be.
Jerry, is that paying for the transmitter?
No, that's
exactly.
I saw the transmitter.
No. The only utility that we pay is the transmitter. Right. There are no utilities that we pay on K Street.
Okay,
and the reason that I.
Okay, I understand that. I'm not talking about the, because I see this utilities for the tower. I'm talking about utilities. It says office utilities. So I'm trying to figure out why one figure was $7,000, and that was for, I think fiscal year 2020, but there was one I went, because the report goes back to 2019. I think it was 13, I think it was either 13 or 1400, for the end of 2019. But I'm trying to figure out why is there office utility when I was told that the utilities are included with the rent. But it says office utilities on that report. If you look on that report, it says office utilities. And I'm not mixing it with the tower utility.
Yeah, yeah. I see what you're looking at. And so one of the things is we'll have to ask that question of the accountants and or it might be Annette who knows the answer to that. What exactly got coded in that line? You know, the lines on that spreadsheet, Arthur, are basically fixed categories that work across all the units.
Right. Okay.
In Pacifica, so it might be that something got miscoded, or it might be that something isn't miscoded, but it's just not a perfect and natural fit. But we'll get an answer for you.
Okay.
Mislabeled.
Is it the first Monday or the first Tuesday of the month when you all meet, the Finance Committee?
The Finance Committee meets the second Tuesday of the month. So basically, Monday.
The second month.
So basically the Monday before the Wednesday LSB meeting.
Okay, I'm going to be attending the next meeting.
We'll be happy to have you, and I'll make sure Nick includes you on the meeting invitations.
Okay, thank you very much.
You bet.
That's all the questions. Anybody else have any message for the Finance Committee before we move on to the next? Going once, going twice. 1, 2, 3, you're out. Okay, we will now move on to the Program Committee report. Is nobody doing the program? I know, that's right. Thomas O'Rourke is the acting chair and Donna's the chair, and neither one of them are here. So, okay.
Hold up. Thomas here. Thomas.
I'm here.
Oh, Thomas. Okay. You weren't here, Thomas. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I've been here. I emailed you or chatted you. I'll give a brief, from what I understand, Martha didn't send it, but we'll get it sent to everyone. We had a meeting last Wednesday. Katia participated. Nancy Saibara Naratomi from Houston participated. Had some interesting perspectives to share. I think for the rest of us as well. We discussed the LSB show. Arthur is hosting next month, or February. And the theme is University of Diversity. That'll be during the fund drive. It was a debriefing on the LSB show. We discussed briefly, I had distributed some PNB resolutions from last year. For people to study. These are ostensibly resolutions passed by, especially the program committee, but of the, PNB, but others, I believe. And, we'll be taking them up to see if we can, make them more of a, network policy. Task force on the Programmer Bill of Rights has nothing new to report. That's still a work in progress. The same with evaluations for general manager and PD. We did ask. Katia did tell us she was going to send us some of the instruments she's been using with the programmer, so we can just give her some advice. And she also gave us an assignment to members of the program committee to sort of listen to a certain blocks of programming and try to listen to it with an objective eye as a way to critique it. She gave us a new what else? You know, announcements of upcoming programming activity, especially in March. And that's all. I will forward it to everyone, later, at some point tonight, I guess. Any questions?
Any questions for Mr. Thomas O'Rourke?
Yes, Ron.
Okay, go ahead. Mr. Pence back.
Good, Ron.
Hey, how you doing, man? Listen, the instrument, once again, regarding evaluations, you know, you're only looking at instruments and you're not trying to decide on instruments, or is that where the committee is,
I think I understand what you're asking. Did I miss it, Ron?
No, I think you're good.
Okay. We're just, trying to get the ball rolling. As far as I know, they don't exist. They're going to have to be created. There was some discussion during the meeting of the sort of the, premature abolition of the mask committee, last year, and that, one of the
tasks. That's editorial. That's an editorial.
Well, it was discussed during the meeting, Ron. I'm simply reporting.
It doesn't understand, but it wasn't premature.
Oh, I see. It was done without certain, reports and final, sort of work products delivered. So we're kind of, and we know the LSB needs to take this over, in terms of evaluating, station management. We offered to try to help and get the ball rolling. And, at this point, we're still working on it.
Thanks.
Mr. Chair, Martha had her hand up.
Okay.
Yeah, I wanted to say something. I don't give the PC report, program committee report. I don't do that. I just do the minutes and I sent them out, just for a correction.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. And I saw that. I saw it anyway. Yes. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay. My question, did I have a question? I thought I had a question. Yes, I do.
Kathleen and Eileen both have their hands up.
Okay, I'll let y'all go first. Eileen?
Thank you. Thomas, what's going on with the Programmer's Bill of Rights? Why can't it move faster? Is it still being edited at all, or?
Rewritten, redrafted is really it. We sort of have just, at this point, it seemed to be myself and Craig, Hall who had contributed to it. Lou had sat in on a meeting. We haven't had a meeting in a couple of months or a couple of weeks, I should say. And, since sometime in this, early January. And, it's just, needs to get done. It needs to get done. Would be a draft that would then be submitted to the LSB, and hopefully, and as several people, cautioned us, should be sent to the programmers too to get some input. And we'd like to do that as well. I think it would be useful.
Yeah, I'd like to encourage you to move it along because it's been hanging around for a really long time and it just seems like it would be very helpful to a lot of people.
Yeah.
That's all. Thank you.
Sure. Thanks. Okay.
Okay. Did somebody else, did you want to say something, Thomas Blanton?
Kathleen. No, I was just trying to recognize her hand.
Okay.
Kathleen.
Kathleen Mulloway.
Yes. Thank you. This concerns the evaluation, the exchange that Ron had with Thomas. And I know it's a little difficult without a report in writing necessarily to follow a committee discussion. But I'm sorry, that was just an aside in terms of my grasping it. But I'd like to ask the chair to consider taking charge of this issue of evaluating the PD and the station manager, so that it is not being discussed or perhaps considered in the program committee. So that's just my request to the chair. I think we do need, it does need to be addressed, and I don't think it should be being addressed in the program committee. Thank you.
Okay.
And comment.
Okay, go ahead.
You know, we talked about it, and trust me, we are working on it. As we said before, we have to look at the PD and the GM job descriptions to decide how we're going to compose the evaluation, PD and GM evaluation. But we're working on it, Kathleen. Who are you suggesting should take over that, Kathleen?
All right. May I speak, Mr. Chair?
Yes, you may speak. Go ahead.
I mean, this has been discussed two or three times in meetings about when this duty was given to the program committee. I have asked two or three times for the charter of the program committee. And so in my opinion, this is not something that should be in the program committee to evaluate the station manager and the program director, the PD. But that's just my opinion. So I am asking the chair, as the leader of the LSB, to take this on and decide how this is going to proceed. I just disagree and have seen no evidence that this very serious responsibility was given to the program committee. Thank you.
Okay.
I have my hand up.
Who is that?
Eileen.
Oh, Eileen. Okay, go ahead, Eileen.
Yeah, I would like to clarify at least what I understand about this is that the program committee does not plan to actually perform evaluations. They're trying to come up with the tools for evaluations to be performed, and they have just taken the initiative to move it forward. Somebody correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think it's in their charter. I think somebody probably just got tired of waiting for it to happen and they took it on, which, you know,
yes,
is a good thing, I think.
Martha to the stack.
Okay, I'm going to let you speak one more time, Martha, because you've spoken.
Okay, in response to what Eileen had said, the program committee made a resolution to have the PD and the GM evaluated. And it was approved by the LSB. That's when we took it. So it wasn't that we wanted to do the evaluation. We just wanted to get it started.
Okay. Ron Pinchback?
The purpose of, not, I shouldn't take it the purpose, but the intent of the program committee is to create the tools for the mechanisms for evaluation, not to do the evaluation themselves. That's their understanding, and that's our understanding. Okay. So it was a matter of convenience that the program committee said, okay, well, we'll research the tools that are being currently used to evaluate these positions. But they cannot and will not take a position on evaluating those people. That is a board mechanism. So all they're trying to do is create, trying to come up with some choices for us in terms of how we're going to do the process, and then we decide how that process will play out. So I say in good faith, let them continue their work with that understanding. Thank you.
Okay.
That is our understanding.
Okay, great. Okay, well, let me say this. Part of this is going to be in the agenda tonight. But I met with the officers last week, and there's going to be some directives, and one of them has something to do with that, and I'll get to that later on in the agenda when we get to a new business. Kathleen, what you're saying is already taken into consideration. So, okay.